This car is not from the motor pool.
No, it's not.
Sexy though, isn't it?
So where's the office back at the Vision?
In the office, baby.
Finally, still on his feet, stumbling forward to the 30, to the 40, to midfield, 45, 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Oh my goodness, what a run!
What's going on, sports family, and welcome to another call presented by The Unit. I am your host, Viper. We have The Unit in the building ready to go to work. We got a lot to talk about on the docket tonight. Stinger, Omaha, Nebraska, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm here. I'm ready to go, man. I've been traveling a little bit back home, ready to do this. I missed my son's track meet yesterday, man, so I'm a little upset about that, but I got some good news. He won the 25 meter sprint, and he won the long jump. So those are the two events that he did.
What?
So
yeah,
okay,
man.
You know, shout out Kayla. Shout
yeah,
out.
Hey, he got them Ross
shout
jeans.
Out to Kayla.
Got them Ross jeans.
So, nah. Yeah. You gotta have ankles for those events, dog. Those y'all know, hey. Stinger ain't got no ankles, man.
Hey, got them good jeans, but I'm ready, man.
Oh, little tink tink.
That's what's up, Sandman. How you feeling today, sir?
Man, bruh, hey. Coming to you from Salina, Kansas, man. I am dog tired, man. Man, we started camp today, man, or camp this week on Monday. Man, the head coach got the middle school coaches out there from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Bro, what are we doing? There ain't that much football right now in America. Hot as hell, bruh.
Listen,
so hot. We was going to practice yesterday at 4. We had to wait till 6 because the temperature outside was 105 with a heat index of 112. And then we had to go get the temp on the turf, 133, bro.
Damn, that's inhumane.
133, wow. Bro.
Y'all ain't got an indoor facility?
No indoor facilities, bro.
I am bothered.
But I'm in here, though. I'm in here, and I'm ready. Let's roll.
In here, let's go. Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, man, that heat changed my plans today too, man. I had planned on getting in that little men's league tonight, but hey, when you hit that 40, dog, you're like, yeah, dog, I'm gonna go ahead and just kick it on at the house, man. I'm gonna let them have that one. I'm gonna need these 6 a.m. tee times to kick in, man.
Stay at the cut.
Hollywood, Dallas, Texas. What's going on, man?
Yo, y'all know it's hot as hell here, man. Saw the devil drink a glass of tea the other day.
It's so hot right on. Now.
Huh? Yeah, tank top on, sitting in the lawn chair, drinking a glass of iced tea, dog. It's so hot here, dog, right now. It is for real summertime. Real quick, man. I know Stinger hit y'all with the gym update, but I'm going to hit y'all one today, dog. So your boy decided, hey, and for all y'all don't know, you can never start your workout. You can't start in the middle of the week. You always have to start on Monday.
Always start on Monday.
You can never start Wednesday, Tuesday, because that'll just throw your shit off. So you got to start on a Monday. So I started on Monday, but Monday was actually my day off. So I hit him Tuesday. I hit him Tuesday with the elliptical, dog. Hurt. Feet was hurting. I got 30 minutes on there, dog, but by the time I got to about minute 21, oh, it was hell, dog. My feet was hurting.
Hey, and that's
I stepped left, off, man. Stumbled a little bit, but I went again today, man. Like tomorrow, I'm looking forward to it.
Sore from the elliptical.
I got two in this week.
Hey, that's that low impact, too. That low impact elliptical,
hey,
man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, the unit, we try to take care of everybody. Hey, we It's the over 40 club around here, I believe. Everybody.
Hey, let me hit y'all with something, though. Not to cut you off. Let me hit y'all with something, bro. You know what I've been drinking the last 4 days, man? Before I go out
That's an old ball coach trick right there. That is one thing I do not miss about football is standing out there in the damn sun on August 1 and you ain't got a game in sight.
Not even close.
Hot. Hot. All right. So we got a great show lined up for you tonight. Want to give a shout out to all of our new listeners, man. I was scrolling through that thing. We got listeners all over the world. We had some listeners in India, man. Did y'all know that?
Really?
People are listening in India. Man, I don't care. As long as they listening, that's fine. Yeah, how do we get that
whatever
spin?
It is, man. Cricket. Game, bro. Cricket. We got to add cricket to the docket.
Yo, we can add cricket, man. They for real about some cricket, too.
They serious, man. They serious about that, man. Yeah.
Hey, and then I want to remind y'all, too, man, we got the Fantasy Football League. We're going to start getting that set up here over the next couple of weeks. Be sure to email us at theunitpodcast@gmail.com so we can get you set up, man.
Bring your bags.
Yes.
Bring your bags.
Your bags.
And bring your mouthpiece with you.
Yeah.
So the rundown for the show tonight, man, we're going to talk about the Open Championship tonight. We're going to talk a little bit of football, wrap up with some NBA, man, and we're going to call it good. We're going to call it good. But we got a lot to talk about here. We got a lot to talk about. Pretty exciting stuff today. The Open Championship started. Rory McIlroy, I know y'all saw my text earlier today. I'm done, man. I'm done waiting for this guy to be that guy again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over him, right? And it may have something to do with the fact that I picked him as my tier one golfer in the golfing pool. But you go out there, it's your home course. It's your home course. You grew up there. And you're going to shoot a 79, bro. A 79? He took an 8 on the first hole. It's over.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah, he's done.
I don't even watch this shit, and I know that.
There's no coming back from that.
Somebody told me Tiger shot a 78, 79. I'll find out who the winner is next week.
What about your boy David Duvall, though, man? David Duvall, what'd that cat shoot, a 91?
A 91.
Yeah, did y'all see his quote, though? He had a quote. He said something. I can't remember what it was. All of a sudden, I was reading the article, man.
Wait, he said somebody.
Something like, go.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
He said, I shot a 91 on at the British Open, and I'm going to go home or something. Some crazy shit, man. Like. He knew it was terrible. Yeah. He knew it was bad. Whatever.
Yeah.
He shot,
yeah. And then he said, put it on the board. That's what I shot.
Oh, that's what it is.
Like,
that's what he said.
Why do you have an attitude?
Yeah, he got an attitude.
Hey, they said he hit somebody else's 91.
He hit somebody else's ball, man.
Like, hey, where's your boy Kepka?
How does that happen?
Fuck Kepka, man.
Oh, we're going to get to Kepka. But no, man, I just think. Like, you look at the guy, like David Duvall, okay, the guy's not, you know, he doesn't even play hardly anymore, right?
I thought he was off the tour.
Yeah.
He's a former world number one, though. I mean, he should have a respectable game. He shouldn't be shooting a 91.
Yeah, 91. But I mean, if you don't play enough, right? But he's got that exemption, right? So he can play in the Open Championship because he won it. Again,
at 91,
like John Daly,
though?
Which, by the way, did y'all see where John Daly
he
was
just dropped
like,
out. He's out.
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, can I ride in a cart? They're like, nah. He's like, all right, cool, I'm out. I'm not playing if I can't play with a
yo,
cart.
Yo, I feel like if I shoot around with Duvall, though, like, he'll beat me. But at least I feel like we'll kind of be, like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Hollywood.
Like, his balls and my balls will sometimes be
Hollywood, get
area.
Out of my head. I was just thinking of 91.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a solid one. I'm gonna give you a solid 99 to 102, and I feel like we're gonna be in the same vicinity. Like I ain't gonna be way off.
Man,
we're gonna be kind of together.
Stop it.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop
yeah.
it.
91.
Yeah, but you gotta remember. Let me hold on a second. Let's add some context to this. Work on your craft. True. But if David Duvall shot a 91, that means you're going to shoot a 152.
No, I don't know. I don't know that.
Nah, man.
Hey, we all athletes. We all athletes on here. We might rise to the occasion.
Y'all not giving the golf game enough credit, man. It's just,
you're not. It's because they don't be out there. They don't respect the game, man. They don't respect your life.
It don't sound like he respected the game today.
He's not going to show up and shoot a 91.
Come on. Instead, put it on the board. Like, come on.
Yeah, he was
man.
Mad. Like, put it on the board. 91.
I feel like I could shoot around with him when I wouldn't feel terrible. That's all.
Hey, even if I shot 120, I'm still in there.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Okay. So here's the deal. Brooks Koepka. He left your boy Tiger Woods on red, man.
Yeah.
Left him on red. Tiger sent a text saying, "Hey, I'm in Port Rush. Let's play a practice round together." You know, no response. No response.
Not respecting.
Brooks Koepka left him on red, man.
He didn't even tell him no.
And we know
that was his answer. That was his answer.
Yeah, that's how it be.
Yeah, shit.
So it's funny because I've been listening to our old podcast, and I was all in on Koepka. It's kind of funny in life how quickly shit can turn. I really like Koepka. I liked his mentality. I liked his attitude, but he kind of showed up like a little biznatch last week.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before you go off this cliff that you're about to go off of, you're going to be mad because he didn't respond to Tiger's text.
No. Well, that has now added to my angst around him. It makes me, what's the word they use? Vexed.
Damn. Okay. Okay.
And
I'm terribly
I
vexed.
Feel like, first of all, you got to respect your elders, man. Like, Tiger's the GOAT, man. Like, if Jordan reach out to you, bro, you going to answer. Even if you don't like him, you're going to answer.
I don't know, though. I bet Tom Brady gets snubbed all the time.
This is a good point. Tom Brady might get snubbed. But he's still playing, and people don't like winners.
Hey, Stigger, you see me?
Put him up.
You see me?
Put him up.
It's all right, dog.
I didn't like what Captain said about, if other people were doing what I was doing, they would make a bigger deal about it and this and that. But, hey, I'm over it. No, the fuck you're not, because you're talking about it. You're not over it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I will give you that, though. Man. I mean, I'm not off the Koepka train, but I do think he's being a little ridiculous. He's creating, like, this fabricated sort of chip on his shoulder because everybody respects the guy. When I pull up the pools, everybody picks Koepka.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When I talk to my golf buddies, they're like, Koepka's the guy, right? And everybody else is the guy. He's gonna win, right? He's the guy to beat. So I don't know.
Like, I guess for me it's like, what do you want people to say? Like, what do you want? To roll out the red carpet for you?
I mean, 1-3. Yeah. He's just like any other athlete. They gotta find a reason to have a chip on their shoulder. So this is his motivation. Right. You know, they've all got egos, you know, so the whole facade of him being this cool guy, you know, is kind of being broken down. He's got an ego just like the rest of those dudes out there, man. So, he cares about this stuff, man.
He came off as a soft man. I don't like that, dog. I like, compared to what he said when he was like, hey, this is how I look at the field. There's 200 guys in the field. 100 of those I'm just going to beat, right? And the way he broke that down, I really like that. But then when he came out and he's like, you know, if someone else did this, they'd make a bigger deal of it. And, well, how about you go win some fucking more? How about that? Right? You've only won, what does he won? 3?
4.
He's got four majors. So he's won 4 majors, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't even close to the realm of Tiger or Jack. See, I do know a little bit about this shit. He ain't even in the same realm, bro. Like, so truth be told, you really still in the same ballpark with Spieth?
He's had a dominant little run.
But yeah, Spieth had a dominant little run too for like a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
So you're right. You're right.
There's a bunch of guys that have kind of had like, you know, a good 18, 24 month run, but nobody's done it like Tiger. You know, and he even himself had his own 18, 24 month run. But I mean, it's like he won four majors in a row, you know, so.
Well, I mean, Brooks has one less African American follower now, so I'm sure he doesn't. I'm sure he doesn't give a shit
right now, bro. Is he making note of that?
Like, I did. I wrote it down. I actually put a star by it. I put a star by it.
You asked him,
like, "Oh yeah, what is he?"
I'm gonna hit him do something. He's got to get me back on. I mean, I'm always you can always change my mind, but right now, nothing.
I feel you. I feel you. All
right.
So Royal Port Rush, the course is. Man, it looks really good. I'm actually pretty impressed with what I see. I mean, obviously, I'm watching it from TV, but
hey, what kind of grass they got out there?
Fescued out. It's actually fescue, and the fairways are fescue as well. So, so the fescue runs all the way from the fairways, and then they got the longer grass, and they just kind of let it build up. And but the course, it looks good, and it's tough. I think, in my opinion, I think the fairways are a little bit tighter. I think that's not conducive for Tiger. That's probably why he struggled. He shot 78 today, followed by Rory 79. So, yeah, man, I just think if you don't drive the ball well, I mean, these guys are losing balls. Like,
what's the toughest part of this course, man? What makes this course tough? Is it long?
I mean, it's 7,200 yards, which is actually a little bit shorter than what they're typically playing. The toughest part is, you know, that fescue can get really hard and fast. So while you may think you hit a ball in the middle of the fairway, it may run through, or it catches those mounds. There's a lot of undulation on the fairways as well.
Did he just say undulation?
Undulation.
Come on, man.
I'm starting to feel like he's reading a dictionary before he gets on the show, bro. I don't even know what that is, bro.
A master's degree and I can't spell that.
I mean, it's basically like where you have hills and mounds in the fairway, right? So sometimes you have like two-tiered greens, right? Well, you have two-tiered and three-tiered fairways out there where it's like, you know, the ball may roll down into a swell or whatever, and then it's like, you know, you thought your ball was going to be in the middle of the fairway, and then it goes off into the rough. So, I mean, I don't know how else you guys want me to explain this shit.
No, you did a great job. You did a great job.
Great explanation.
So, I got it as soon as you said your sentence. Hey,
but that's
undulated fescue.
Undulated fescue. So no, man, the course looks good, and it looks like a decent challenge because there's a lot of guys that were making birdies, but there was a lot of bogeys out there too. That's what I like to see. I'd like the winner to be at 10 under, 8 to 10 under, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. They got a little bit of weather today too. They had some conditions, so you know that makes a big difference
though,
too.
That course, right? There's always gonna be some wind or rain.
Yeah, whenever you're over in the UK, that area, right? It's always gonna be, you know, there's always gonna be some weather and stuff like that. So that's the challenge, right? So you know, the Masters is, you know, pristine with all this, you know, the pageantry, right, of the Masters, and then you've got the PGA, which is a little bit easier, but at Bethpage Black, that was kind of tough. Right. And then you've got the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, really, you know, tighter fairways, a little bit faster greens. I don't know. I think this course is kind of a Port Rush is kind of a combination of all those. It's got a little bit of everything. It's a link style course. But again, I think it's sometimes you got to hit the ball up and let it run up. Can't always carry it to the flag and stuff like that. So but we'll see how it goes tomorrow. Man, I hope Rory and Tiger kind of get back in it. I'd like to see them on the weekend, but. I just don't know. So right now they were projecting the cut would be like plus two. we'll see.
They got some work to do.
They got a lot of work to do.
Man.
Hey, I wanted real quick. Does anybody have any Jordan Spieth updates? How did he do today?
He's one under. Jordan.
For those of you who don't know,
he's
one
under.
Directed towards Stinger. Yeah. That's Stinger.
Jordan Spieth is one under. I mean, decent start for him. I do have a pick though. My sleeper pick for this weekend though is Tony Finau. I like to see what he's going to do this weekend. He finished at 3 under today, so he's in the mix. So well, I expect to have see him have a good day.
Is it a sleeper
tomorrow.
Pick if they've already posted the first round scores and you're like, okay, Tony Finau's at -3?
I said
I want to see what he does
over the weekend.
Is that really
for the weekend? He's not winning.
Is that a sleeper pick though?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Who's picking Tony Finau? Have you picked him?
Is he a favorite? Look at the odds. He wasn't even a favorite to start.
He's my tier three golfer, actually. I picked him.
You worry about my pick.
I'm going Tiger.
You pick a Tiger?
Hey, here we go. He's Thelma Louise.
I'll go with Tiger. I ride or die, baby. I ride or die.
Straight off the cliff.
Shit, he gonna just shoot a 61 tomorrow just to get back in the game.
He's gonna shoot a 52 or something.
Hey, he's gonna have to do something special.
That's just to make the cut. You talking about doing something special to make the cut. Yeah, yeah.
Because it could very well be where these guys go out there and, you know, somebody's gonna shoot a low round 65 and post up, I don't know, 9 under, 10 under. I mean, it could happen.
Yeah. I know it's so, after the fact, but I know Serge is up there, Garcia, but I do like Garcia. I have watched him in the past. The only thing I want to know is if Tiger is doing good and if Kepka is doing bad and if Sergio is in. Other than that, you guys don't have to tell me shit else about this.
Kepka doing bad. Sandman, who you got?
Don't text me, Kepka just birdied the fourth or whatever. Like, text me when this motherfucker does.
Hey, man, where's Sergio at? Where's Sergio at?
Sergio's tied for third right now. He's tied for
third.
He's tied for third. He's sitting at minus three.
Yeah, he can play.
With Finau, so. We'll see how it pans out. I was really impressed with the golf course today, and it was fun to watch. Good stuff.
Who's your pick?
So my tier one golfer was Rory McIlroy. So obviously I'm very upset about that.
Yeah, he was angry about that this morning.
Hey, that explains the adulation.
Oh man, no, it's because I want to believe in him. I'm like, this guy can win. This guy hits the ball, 330 on a line. He can hit a draw. He can hit a fade. He's got great, approach shots, right? The putting has kind of always been a question for him, but the putting wasn't even an issue. He was hitting out of fescue all day today, man. So the long stuff. Yep. The long stuff. Yep. So, yep. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to move on. Your boy. Ezekiel Elliott, man. This guy keeps making the news, man.
Yeah.
So first off, we had him on Buffoonery Boulevard when he rubbed the security guard out in Vegas and the security guard flopped. I still think he flopped.
When he act like he got hit by a Power Ranger.
Yeah, man. Yeah, So basically, Ezekiel Elliott, the security guard is now. First, he said the security guard was like, "Hey, I don't want to press any charges. Everything's cool." Then he said, "Hey, I need an apology." Now he's saying that, "Hey, I'm suing you." So it's gradually progressed.
Yeah. So the story is his dad is apparently an attorney. And he said, after talking to my dad, dude, this happened a month ago, bro.
Two or three.
He and they're like swimwear.
That's
now.
Episode 2, yeah. Bro. That's episode 2.
Episode 2, dog. Yeah. So he's like, "Hey, I talked to my dad and we decided, we're going to press charges and this and that." And then the dad comes on the radio and said, or on his statement and says, "If he would have been there, he would have put Zeke on his ass." I'm like, bro.
Let's not go too far.
Come on,
man. Let's not go too far.
Come on, bro.
Zeke, come on, man.
But that you had to know this was coming, man. You had to know this was coming.
I know.
From the start, the guy said all he was looking for was an apology. Like, come on, man. Kyle's
no matter
been
what
in this
you
from
get
the
people,
beginning,
they
man.
Always
they always want
they always want yeah. more. No matter what you get,
always want more, man. Zeke's got deep pockets. He's been in trouble before, so he's after him, trying to get a little money. Zeke said he's getting extorted. He's calling it extortion.
Hey, but if I was the bodyguard, I would have slid down that pole and just laid there. Don't nobody touch me till the ambulance get here.
To the ambulance.
I need medical attention.
And all I need is a few jerseys. In a box.
That's it, man. This cat going all out, man. I think if Goodell would have just left it alone, don't touch it.
Yeah.
You didn't even need no apology for that,
man.
Yeah. Yeah. Just want to get his hands in it. And now here we are again, dealing with it again. Episode 2 of the security guard. You know what I'm saying? Like, come
isn't
on,
it really like episode 3 though, right?
Yes, 3.
First he was like, it's cool. Then he was like, I need an apology. And then now I'm suing you.
We're going to court.
So we on episode 3 on Zeke, man. That's absurd.
Hey. That's absurd. And episode 4, soon to come soon, as Ezekiel is planning to hold out. I mean, how does this all tie in with him meeting with Roger Goodell and all? I mean, I don't know. What are the Cowboys thinking right now?
Well, go ahead.
No, you got it. Go ahead.
I listened, and this is all, obviously I'm in Dallas, right? So it's all on the radio. There are people saying that they don't think he will actually hold out, but he does really want to get a deal done. But it's funny, man. I think
he just signed the deal.
He's on his rookie deal still. Yeah.
Yeah. This will be his fourth year. This is his fourth year.
Oh, so I thought he signed 2 years after.
He's been in the league 3 years. And so, like, you look at his numbers, dude. This cat got the most carries. He got the most yard. He's number one in everything. They're going to wear him out. And people always want to argue, you know, these guys make too much money. Well, there's a window where these guys have to get paid, man. So I don't know if the holding out thing is the right direction to go. I'm not sure. But they need to pay this cat, man. Bro, well, this dude makes way less money.
He does.
I think the thing said he's like the 10th highest paid running back. Not player. Running back.
Yeah. No, I agree.
That's absurd. But the Cowboys know they got to pay him. It's just they know that they're going to have to pay Dak. They're going to have to pay Cooper. Right, and they're going to have to pay Zeke. So they got to stagger it out.
And that's the balance. So, that's what they got to look at, man. They got to look at the economics of this. So there's a lot of research and information that's being put out there on what is Zeke's value now. You know, what is his value in terms of what does he do for Dak? You know, so there was a stat that they put out there in terms of, how many 8-man boxes does Zeke cause? And it said that he was 19th in the league at like 24%. So it said he doesn't really draw an 8-man box. So that's not really opening up passing lanes for Dak like you would think. So they're really digging. You know, they're trying to question his value. But you got to pay this man. I mean, his stats are there. The numbers are there. So I think you got to.
I'd make the argument though that you can't go to an 8-man box just because. I mean, he's a really good receiver too. I mean that's my argument. I don't know.
Somebody made a claim today. I mean to cut you off. So there's a cat I listen to on the radio. They call him JJT, John Jock Taylor. If you guys watched the 30 for 30, the Lincoln High School football game, he's actually in that. And he said that actually it's really easy for teams to make these things happen. So they said sometimes he says what the Cowboys have done in the past is you go to a player and say, hey, instead of your salary this year, we're going to give it to you as a bonus. Here's your $10 million. It'll be in a check tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then they open that up for the salary cap to give players.
Right.
So
Jerry Jones made his life living on that.
Yeah. So, but they got him.
He's one of the best running backs. But I also could see the hesitation, right, with some of the off-field issues too.
So
we'll see how it all pans out. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It's gonna be interesting, but I think he'll get his money. They'll get it done at the end of the day. But I really don't feel like he's gonna hold out. I think he'll show up. But you don't never know with these cats, man.
You never know. He might want to go to another rave or something, man, and you know start some buffoonery or something, man.
Uh-oh.
Hey, right. Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones, baby.
Are we getting the hook today? Uh-oh.
We're getting the hook tonight.
Hey, don't tease me.
Hold up.
Hey, man.
Man,
Quincy Jones is a genius, bro.
Hey, man,
love it.
He should be able to retire just on that, man.
Man, he, you know what? He probably did. Bro. He probably did. I mean, the dude did music for every movie from like the 60s to like the 2000s.
Everybody.
So, so we got first candidate up on Buffoonery Boulevard. Nick Young said that Steve Kerr rolls the best blunts in the NBA. Like, I want to know. Here's what I want to know, dog. I'm gonna
it could be medicinal. It could be medicinal, man. Swaggy P.
Swaggy P. I just want to know, like, what was the question that led to that answer? Because I don't think they asked him who rolls the best blunts in the NBA. I don't know.
They
man.
Did.
Maybe they did.
They did. They asked. They asked him who rolls the best blunts in the NBA. And, you know, so Nick Young's a free agent, which is just baffles me why he would answer this question this way.
Cats, man.
It just baffles me why he would answer that. And they said he didn't really want to throw any players under the bus. So this cat decides to throw the coach under the bus. He's a free agent, and he's going to stay a free agent just based on that answer alone.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey, man, Steve Kerr had back issues, man. He could be medicinal, bro. And he's in California.
Yeah, it could
he
be.
He probably got a license, man.
Hey,
man. He probably got a license.
He got his card, man. He got his weed card.
Man, I don't think when they give you that, you know, when you go there, you get it, you have your prescription and everything, dog. I don't think they weigh that out in blunts, dog.
Hey, man,
it might be a bowl. It might be a little white boy. I don't think they think about Swisher Sweets when they give it to you, dog.
Hey, Steve Kerr played with them Bulls, man. You know Michael Jordan used to smoke them J's. Phil Jackson used to smoke, man.
You know he did.
You know they did, man. Come on, man.
Oh, Phil still smoked. What are you talking about? Phil still smoking.
They had Kerr rolling for him.
Well, he ran the Knicks to the ground. Probably spoke to him, man.
He goes, Swaggy P going to go out there and throw him under the bus, man. Oh,
man.
That's crazy. That's a crazy.
Hey, this next one, man. It's a kid, man. I kind of feel bad. I don't know. So basically,
they're funny, though, man.
There was this Instagram post where this kid was – He's like probably 8 or 9 years old, and he's crying because Westbrook left the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he's going to Houston, and he's just crying. He's like, he just left. And I'm like, you know, and it's like, man, he just wanted to win, man. He just wanted to win, dog.
Man, I don't know about that. A little white kid. Crying over Westbrook, man. Shoot.
Yeah.
Hey, he was crying over Westbrook. He was crying over Westbrook, but he was probably crying a little piece of that was because he knew Chris Paul was coming too. And that's gonna be a headache.
Yo. They better do something about that, man.
Oh, man. How come nobody likes Chris Paul, man?
I like Chris Paul, man, but a lot of people don't, apparently.
Hey, Chris Paul's I'm done,
saying,
man.
I'm saying
Chris
his Paul's colleagues done. Don't like him.
Who don't like him?
His colleagues don't like him.
Yes. Yeah, his teammates don't like him.
His colleagues.
His colleagues don't like him.
Hey, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, Chris Paul's going to be tough, man. Okay. He got to get up out of there, too. But, yeah, the kid, it is funny, though. The kid is funny. It's funny, man.
He's like, Last but not least, Mike Vrabel. I'm scared to even read this.
No, you got
to
read it word for word.
No, you're going to say it. You're going to say it corporately, professionally. You're going to say it the right way. Because instead of saying, go ahead.
Mike Vrabel said, and I quote, "I'd cut off my dick to win a Super Bowl." I've been married for 20 years. I've been married for 20 years. I'm barely using it anyway.
That's the part that's funny, too.
Man, man, that's terrible on so many levels, man. This dude is
so many
bad.
Levels, bro. You know he's sleeping on the couch.
No, he's sleeping on the couch.
Hold up.
Yeah, because
he probably got a nice couch, but still the couch.
Think about his old lady's friends.
I don't think
though,
we have
man.
All the information yet. Let's look and see what his girl look like, though. you can just
Google Mike Vrabel wife; it'll come up.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not like Mike Vrabel hasn't won a championship. He played for the Patriots. I mean, it's not like he doesn't have a ring. So that to me, that's an extreme measure to take for another ring.
Like,
his wife's cute, man. His wife, she's not bad at all.
Hey, this has nothing to do with his wife.
Good looking lady.
This has nothing to do with
zero.
Yeah, he made a terrible decision. Mm-hmm. He made a terrible decision. Because it could be another 20 years for you.
Hey, he's sleeping on the couch till week four.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all right now, man, you're not cutting out my manhood for a Super Bowl.
I'm digging.
You're going to have a Super Bowl.
I see a picture here about 5 years ago. She looked pretty solid.
She's pretty, man.
Looked like
she done
put
girl.
Some LBs on, dog, you know? Maybe he just
got three kids, man.
We're not doing that.
We're not going down this line of talk right now. Let me step in here.
She's a pretty wife of a coach. All wives' coaches go to heaven, man, no matter what.
No matter what tomorrow. You're right.
And she got three kids. And come on, it ain't like Mike Vrabel's like the greatest guy. I mean, he's probably hanging out with Tony, old boy that went to jail. What's his name? What's my man? Play tight end for the Patriots. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Man, come on, man.
He probably hanging out with Tony.
Hey, why you talking about dead people,
man.
Dog? Why you talking about dead people?
Yeah, you ain't right, man.
I'm not talking about dead people. I'm just talking facts. Anyway, look, man. I'm not giving that up for a Super Bowl. I don't know that there's almost nothing that you can give me to get rid of that.
Okay? No, it's not. There's no almost to it.
No.
I'm 100% sure.
It's not even a discussion.
Buffoonery.
It's buffoonery.
Definitely buffoonery.
It's like, he just started
it sounds talking good.
And something got away from him and he's just talking.
What'd you say, got away
I
from him?
I think he's a good guy. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? He's a good dude.
He just
got caught up in the moment.
He's not a good dude. You guys don't even know this guy. I like how people always say he's a good dude. He's gonna cut off his manhood for the Super Bowl, bro. He's already got two or three. Like whatever, man.
Like you already got one. Why
you already got one?
He won a coach. Unless you got some penises hid around that we don't know about.
He got an extra one.
That's great buffoonery, dog.
And on that note, shout out to Tom from Dallas, man. Tom sent us an email. This email was long. I feel like, Hollywood, did you put him up to that?
No, man. I didn't. You know, this cat works with me, man. And he's been bitching at me all week, bro. Like, oh, you guys need a whole week to get your arguments ready for the top five. His whole thing is about Dirk. Okay, now he's not going to like my list.
Well, he's not going to like my top five at all. Tom, hold on a second. Listen,
thanks
Tom,
for the email, Tom. Thanks for the email, Tom.
Thanks for your email, Tom from, bro.
Tom from Dallas, I need you to hear me, okay?
Tom's good
Dirk
dude, though.
Dirk does not make my top five. I'm just going to tell you right now.
So I hope we don't lose you
as a listener.
So, for his sake and his mind's sake, I would say let's do top five, and where would you put Dirk? In seven footers.
I don't know. He's not even top 10.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Say he's out of the top 10. I know Stinger gonna put him in the top 10.
Stinger got him as number two.
No, he's in the top 10.
Let's do this.
He's not in the top five.
Let's do this.
Who's going first?
And he gonna snub Wilt to do it.
Come on, man.
If any of y'all snub Will, I'm putting y'all on a one-week suspension from the show, bro.
Well, that's fine with me. Can it start this week?
I can't with y'all, man. All right. So, Stinger, what you got for me? Top five seven-footers of all time.
So, obviously, I'm going to throw Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in there.
Are these in order?
No.
Are these numbered?
No. Okay. No, I'm just doing five. And then I would have Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq Diesel. He's in my top five for centers. Wilt Chamberlain. He's in my top five. Hakeem the Dream, Olajuwon. He's in my top five. And my fifth one's a little tougher. You know, I got to dig a little deeper. I'd like to put Dirk there. But I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
What?
I'm not gonna put Dirk so 5. Bad. I want to do it real bad, and I appreciate your email, Tom. I'm with you. I'm definitely a Dirk fan. But I would go Dikembe Mutombo in my my top 5. Yeah.
Ooh. Man, what? Wow.
You take the ball. You take it, Dikembe.
Oh, wow.
We will not have it.
That's a shocker right there. That's surprising.
We will not have it.
That surprises me.
Come on.
That is a surprise. That's good, though.
Yeah.
That's your surprise. That's pretty. That's solid. Yeah, that's I mean, you and I really don't agree on a lot, but that's pretty solid. Hey,
that's a surprise. Man.
But that last one, that fifth one, I can't get with you on that.
No, Dikembe, I like his game. Just a defensive-minded dude. You know, he's different than
You want to throw Manute Bol in there too?
Or? No, he's different than all those other cats. He's, you know, he's got a little different game than the other four. So, yeah.
Dikembe. How so? Tell me more about that. Unpack that.
Offensively, he doesn't have the offensive game as the other four. He's a defensive-minded center. So I need a defensive minded center in my top 5.
You could have put Sean Bradley in there.
He's not a defensive minded center. He's just tall. Hold on. He's just tall.
I just want to see
the
reaction.
Hey, that's pretty solid, man. Yeah. I don't know. I like most of your picks, but that Dikembe Mutombo, I can't get.
That's what it's my 5.
What you got?
Hey, man, my top Sam 5, man, my top 5, bro. Okay. At number one, you know I gotta have Wilt. Okay. At number number two, I'm putting Shaq. Number three, I got Hakeem. Then I got Yao Ming. And then I'm going with David Robinson.
I like the Admiral.
Big
pick, man. Admiral. I like the Yao Ming pick, man. Okay. I like that, man. I like that. That's
pretty awesome. Yao Ming was tight, dog.
For like 3 years.
Hey.
Hey, he's in the Hall of Fame.
for like 3 years.
Hey, you should know better than anybody else. Some people have shorter basketball like shelf life, dog. Hey. I ain't gonna say you ain't good. I ain't gonna say you was good, dog. You was good for that little run.
I was in an argument a couple of weeks ago with Gavin, and he was like, blah 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 is in the Hall of Fame. I go, yeah, so's Yao Ming. What does the Hall of Fame mean? It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything in basketball. Yeah, it's dumb. Yeah. It's dumb. So Hollywood. Yeah.
So Dirk does not make my top 5 either. And it wasn't even close. I think we got a lot of the same picks. I mean I'm gonna go, if I had to put them in order, I actually put them in this order. I put Kareem number one. Dude had the most unstoppable shot. But matter of fact, motherfuckers are still trying to figure out how to stop that shot. Like, Kareem, that's the most unstoppable shot ever. Like, no one can stop the skyhook, even when you knew it was coming. Yeah. So I would put him one. I actually put Akeem number two in my book. Because I feel like he's a player that can go both ways, man. I feel like, you know, some of these cats are just great offensive players, and they're just big, so they do end up getting a lot of rebounds and some blocks. But I feel like Akeem of this group was probably – might have been the most athletic of the group.
I'd agree
with that. And then I got Wilt, just an unstoppable force. And the thing I struggle with is, like, Bill Russell's not on the list because Bill Russell actually isn't 7 foot. He's like 6'10". Mm-hmm. But he would be on my list if he was on here, because I just feel like any dude that got 12 championships, he got to be on everybody's list. And then I'm gonna go the unstoppable, the biggest force in the game, Shaq, man. Dude, they added the zone defense for Shaq, bro. Like, when you're like, hey, we can't stop this cat.
When they change the rules for you, they change the rules.
Yeah, we gotta run the zone, man. We gotta run the zone. Now my fifth pick, I'm not going Dikembe. Okay, I'm not gonna go Mutombo on you. And I did contemplate Yao Ming, because Yao Ming, even though he only played for a short period of time, dude was solid. And Shaq will tell you,
and he's struggling. He's in the Hall of Fame.
And I struggled with between Patrick Ewing,
mm-hmm,
and Robert Parrish.
Yeah, they
I struggled with those and David Robinson, but I think if I had to pick one of those, man, I think I'm gonna go Patrick Ewing, man. Like the baseline fadeaway, bro.
Another the gorilla.
E-Wing? You going E-Wing?
The gorilla.
Yeah, man. I'm going E-Wing, man. I wouldn't even put Dirk in my top 10, bro. Like, that sounds true. Yeah. He might make top 20, but he wouldn't be in my top 10.
I don't believe in Dirk.
Yeah, I don't either.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
No, he's not. Not yet. He's not in there yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Who you got over there, Viper?
Huh?
Who you got, Viper?
All right. So my top five. I'm gonna start at number five, cause I got these in order, man.
Juan Juju. Yeah, remember Juan Juju, man.
Yeah, I remember that dude. All right. So my number five, and you guys might just drop your headsets and walk away. My number five is KD, man. So I know that there's Kevin Durant. So I know that there's some speculation, right, that the guy walks around telling everybody he's 6'9" and he thinks it's funny. Actually showed a picture of him standing next to DeMarcus Cousins, and the guy towers over him by like 2 or 3 inches.
Kevin Durant, no, he's not 7 foot.
He's, but I'm
no. I think Bill Russell should be on the list. Bill Russell should be on the list. He's not 7 foot.
He's not 7 foot.
We give him one simple fucking criteria.
He's got to be 7 foot. That's it.
You just got to be 7 foot, bro.
That's it. That's
anything
it.
Else
that's
goes. Gotta do. It doesn't matter.
It's for speculation.
I mean,
he's 6'11".
No,
he's
no. We got KD 6'9".
He's 6'9". He's listed at 6'9". He's 6'11".
He's 6'9".
Can I get through my list?
Well,
can
your list is
list?
Already flawed.
It's all right.
Because you missed the criteria. Nah, man.
Hey, Tom had one requirement.
One requirement. 7 foot. Guys, you just got to be 7 feet, dog.
You're right. I'm putting my headphones down and walking away.
Come on, man. You're not going to let me squeeze KD in there, though.
You don't think we would all pick KD if we thought we was 7 foot?
I guess we have to now. We have to.
Hey, but you know what, though? They do got him right here. They got him at number 17 for 7-footers.
Yeah, he's not 7 foot.
I know he's not. Come on, man. I know.
There's been a bunch of guys that they said are 7 foot that aren't 7 foot.
Okay. None of the ones that we named.
Yeah, the ones I named, we know they're 7 foot.
Oh, Akeem Olajuwon was in question. Akeem Olajuwon was in question.
Is definitely 7 foot. Okay. Patrick Ewing, definitely 7 foot.
Akeem Olajuwon.
Akeem Olajuwon, 7 foot.
7 foot. Close. Is close.
Will Chamberlain. Seven foot.
Look it up. Fact checking. Look it up.
Come on. I'm gonna look him up.
I
want to
know how tall he is now.
I'm looking him up right Come now. On, man.
So while you doing that, can I get through the rest of my list?
Go ahead.
Stinger done folded his arms.
Wow. And the way the mic. Wow. Here it is right here. Hakeem is not 7 foot. He's 6'9" and a half.
So all y'all lists are fucked up.
I don't know.
Come on, man. Riding the bus.
He's 7 foot,
we gonna
man.
Wait on you. We gonna foot. Wait on you.
Akeem's 7 foot.
No, he's not.
What did the man
right,
just say?
It says it right there. He's 7 foot, 256.
Where did it say it?
Hey,
Akeem's like 50 years.
Hey, just put a little adulation under him.
Hey, Akeem Olajuwon's like 50 years old. You know you shrink when you get older. You know,
yeah,
you
the, order,
man.
They
I'm
took
not
that
doing...
height last week, man.
Yeah. Man, I don't, hey,
come
what,
on, man.
Right here it says he's just 7 foot, too. So, I mean,
come on, man. See? Come on, man.
I'll be listening to the internet, man. Come
it's on.
It's
on the interweb. Must be
6 foot, 6'9" and 7 foot, that's a long way off.
That's a lot.
I can say 6'10" and up. Okay, that's close. You can't
Kevin
eyeball
Durant's 6'11". He's closer than Akeem.
Who?
Kevin Durant. He's
6'11". Stop it.
Look, man, I guess we got to give you KD. Bro. That's fine.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, finish.
All right, let me get through my list first, because we got a couple of things we got to talk about. So, damn, I mean, I'm just completely discombobulated right now. So, Kevin Durant is my five, because if y'all got Hakeem in yours, Then I can have Kevin Durant.
You can.
Okay. Then I got Shaq at number 4. Hakeem Olajuwon at 3.
Wait, come on, man. You got two people on the 7 feet now, apparently. Yeah.
But y'all all had Hakeem Olajuwon. Yeah. So come on, man.
Yeah.
It's a wash, bro. Come on. So then I had Wilt Chamberlain in number 2, and then number 1 was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay.
Otherwise known as Lou.
Damn, man. I wish y'all would have said that, man. I'm looking right now, man. My boy Timmy D, man. That's my favorite player.
He's not 7 foot.
He's 6'11". He's taller than Olajuwon.
He's not 7 foot. Olajuwon's not 6'9", man.
We apologize, Tom. We couldn't get your one requirement down.
We want to apologize to Tom. Collectively, we have all failed because we all added Hakeem Olajuwon.
Who's 7 foot.
I disagree, man.
Who is not a 7 footer. He's not.
He's 7 foot.
So you're going to tell me you can Google, look up Hakeem Olajuwon.
It says he was 7 foot.
One list says 6'9", and the other one.
It says that he was 7 foot. He was really 7 foot.
He's fucking 7 foot, man.
He was really 7 foot.
7 foot. 7 foot. He's 7 foot.
Not 7 foot, bro.
7 foot.
He's not 7 foot.
Kevin Durant is not.
Google Hakeem Olajuwon and Patrick Ewing, bro. They're not the same height.
What are you talking? I mean, look at a picture, man.
We're wearing wedges out there, bro.
You let me know when Hakeem Olajuwon was wearing some wedges. That's a whole different story. I don't know.
Ewing is a little bit taller than Olajuwon. Just
trying
to
tell you.
Yeah.
See?
And just a smidget. And how tall is Ewing?
7 foot.
7 foot.
On the money.
It's a lot crazy, man. Yeah.
I can't do it with y'all, man. I can't do it with y'all.
I'm not doing this. We're moving on. I'm not doing this with y'all, man.
We gave it our best shot, Tom.
Tom, thank you for sending in the topic, man. We appreciate it, man. Keep them coming, man. We love it. We love to hear from you.
Can you shorten the email, though, please?
I mean, damn. Yeah, Tom, that email was long as hell. So are we going to talk about this Marcus Morris deal with Rich Paul?
And we
need to touch on that real quick.
Cause, we should.
Because that's master manipulation.
Stop.
Like, if Rich Paul dished Marcus Morris, because then he end up, he was going to go to San Antonio, right?
Right.
He was going to go to the Clippers. Have made him an offer, but he didn't know. Like, what happened there, Stinger?
They said that. They said that there was an offer out there. I think there was a $41 million offer over approximately 3 years, and he said he was encouraged, you know, by Rich Paul to not play for LA. So he ended up having another offer down in San Antonio, which was, I believe, 2 years, $20 million, so $10 million per. And he really didn't have any interest in playing in San Antonio, but it really wasn't fully explained to him. And then the Knicks came in, kind of backdoored the Spurs, and put an offer out there for 1 year, $15 million. So, you know, he reneged on the San Antonio Spurs deal. And signed with the Knicks. And then after all that transpired, after all that took place, I think it was that Monday after he fired, Rich Paul and the agency. So there's got to be some bad blood. I mean, I don't think we'll ever know the real story. I mean, obviously there's rumors and there's leaks that are coming out. But yeah, I do think there's where there's smoke, there's fire. And I do think that had something to do with Marcus Morris being in LA for the Clippers, because if you look at that team with Paul George, with Kawhi Leonard, Marcus Morris, I mean that's a pretty dynamic duo, pretty interchangeable pieces there. So that's some extra competition that Rich Paul didn't want for his boy LeBron. So that's how I see it.
Well, if you talk to they're saying his twin brother, for those who don't know, he has a twin brother, Marquise, who's saying those are rumors. He says they're not true. He said there was no conspiracy to do that. It ain't like he got a bad deal. Where'd he end up? In New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a 1 year $15 million deal in New York. It ain't like You know what I mean? It ain't like he got screwed over. He still – that's a pretty nice little chunk. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Some guys want the long deal, but 1 year, $15 million, I'll take it. So, I don't know, man. I guess, you know, people made the comment, is Rich Paul running the Lakers, you know, because he getting all these cats over here, you know what I mean? Like, could be true. I don't know, but I don't think that would happen, man. And then Marcus Morris, you got to take some on yourself. Like, it's up to him, man.
Yeah.
His agent is just an advisor. He's not
right.
He doesn't make the final decision.
Like, right.
Marcus Morris makes the final decision. That's how I look at it. So if you missed out on $40 million, that's on you, player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. Hey, man, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Closing shots. Stinger, what you got for me tonight?
Man, my closing shot is I want to talk about this cat, Mecole Hardman, who was the second-round pick of the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, it's really a feel-good story, but I think there's another side to it as well. So he put a tweet out, or put something on Twitter, put a video out on Twitter that, you know, since he was around 8 years old, he had always had the dream of buying his mom a house. So you got to realize this guy's a second-round pick. I think his contract is he's got a I think it's a 4-year deal, $5 million. So a little over $1 million per. And so he buys his mom a house, which, again, it's a great thing. You know, it's a dream he's always had. He's able to take care of his mom. But I looked at this house, and this is like, it's not a $200,000, $250,000 house. If you look at this house, it's like a $500,000 house that he bought his mom. So, you know, there's a feel good story on one end, but then on the other end, man, like, these cats have, a short time to make their money in the NFL. And, you know, I just want to see these guys, be responsible, spend their money the right way. And it was hard to see that. I'm kind of torn about it because, again, I think everybody loves their mom. You know, you want to take care of your mom, but yeah, you know, to go out and spend right. $500K when you're making $1 million a year, that's that might not be the best investment, you know, right off the bat.
Right.
So
right.
Especially
in football, man.
Yeah, especially
baseball,
yeah.
Is a little different.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a guy play basketball with, Trent Hassel, man. When I went to Austin Peay, he played basketball at Austin Peay and ended up being like the first pick in the second round, whatever number that is. But he lived in an apartment and drove the same car in college for the first 4 years. I think he was in the NBA because he said he didn't want to buy anything big until he got his second contract.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah. So that's really the way these cats should go, man.
Yeah.
Stack the bags.
Good stuff. Sandman, what you got?
Man, not much, man. You know, I'm gonna get this fight this weekend, man. Pacquiao and Thurman.
Ooh.
Oh, I gotta have it.
Uh-oh. Handy Pacquiao. Money. You gonna stream that for us?
Money.
Hey, man, I'll keep you on text message, man. I got you.
Pacquiao 47, ain't he?
Hey, he at least 47. Man. Hey, man, I'll stream that. Hey, man. Just Apple Pay me, dog. I'm charging 15 a head over here, dog. So
15 a week.
You know what? I'll cut you the player price, dog, too.
We want the unit discount.
No, hey, just put the fight on FaceTime, man. Let me watch you through FaceTime.
I want to see this fight, man, because I like Manny Pacquiao. That dude is 61-7, dog. I mean, who's fought 70 times? 61-7-2, dog.
That's a lot of L's.
Who'd he take him to, though?
Seven. Who's he? Seven L's, though.
Seven,
bro,
you've
been
man.
Fighting a long time, man. It ain't double digits. Man. I still think he got them hands, man.
No, Moss fought more times than that.
Yeah, he did. He about fought over 100 times. But I think he still got them hands, man. He got some of the quickest hands still in the game, man. Now, this Keith Thurman dude, he's 29-0-0 with 22 knockouts. So we going to see.
He's in trouble. He's in trouble.
But he is in trouble.
He is in trouble.
That's what I'm talking. Who's in trouble?
Pacquiao. He's in trouble.
No, yeah.
He's
going to
get trouble. Knocked out.
He's in trouble.
I don't think so, bro. All that shows me is that Pacquiao been in a lot of battles, dog. A lot of battles. So,
man, I know you're a Tom Brady fan. You like the guys who've been there and done it, but find the time, man. just they're undefeated.
Can't outrun it.
Can't outrun it.
I get it, man.
I don't know. It looks like Keith. It looks like Keith Thurman has a ponytail. So.
I'm telling you, man.
You can't walk around with a ponytail, man.
No.
Yeah. Hey, man. I'm not going to fear no man with a ponytail.
Nobody.
Steven Seagal, I'm not scared.
No. But, yeah, man, so I'm going to get this fight this weekend, put some on the grill. You know what it is.
That's what's up. Hollywood, what you got, man?
Yo, man, so I know we a little behind, but, you know, the Wimbledon this past weekend, I know we talked about Serena, and it's getting tougher for her to win this. I think it's the 24th, man. She's trying to catch Margaret Court. She made it to the finals in Wimbledon and lost to Simona Halep, who is probably one of my second favorite player in the WTA, man. And she pretty much controlled the entire match. But if you didn't watch that, you really missed the match with the men, man, between Novak and Federer, man. Like, them cats was going at it, man. If you don't watch tennis and you're not a big tennis fan, that was a match to watch, dude. 5 hours, man. These cats was out there battling it out. So, but shout out to my man Novak, man. Novak is the real deal. Between Novak, Federer, and Nadal, man, these cats have won like the last 20 in the last 20 years. They won all the majors, basically, bro, by a long shot. So, shout out to them. Last thing, so we drove to Kansas a couple weeks ago, and I saw a car, man. I don't know if you guys have seen this yet or not. This was the dopest shit I've seen in a long time, bro. So we pulled into the gas station. Nonetheless, I saw the shit in Kansas. Believe that. So we pull into the thing, and I'm like, what is that? Is that a Jaguar? No. It's called a Lamborghini Urus. If y'all have not seen this shit, check it out. It's Lamborghini's SUV, bro. I'd never seen one before. Anyway, I'm giving a shout out to Lamborghini. Maybe we'll get a free one or something. But, yo. Lie. Yo, Lamborghini Urus. Now, it's going to cost you about two houses. But other than that.
Man. That's a whole first contract right there.
Man. Whole first contract. Yeah. Yeah, man. That's all I got, though. All
right. Well, I don't have too much, man. My shout out, my closing shot's going to be a shout out, man. Shout out to Grant Maiava, Gavin Maiava, and Dominic Carrell, man. I forgot to shout these guys out last week, man. We are the champions of the Falcon Lakes July 4th golf tournament. Hey, we shot 17 under. I like to see the long faces, man. People rolling up. They see some short football player. You know what I'm saying? I'm like 5'6" on a good day. 240 pounds. They're like, oh man, this guy can't play. We rolled up in that joint, man. We shot 17 under, birdied almost everything, eagled almost everything, man. We got a good scramble team, man. We on our way to the next one. We looking for another Muni. So watch out, the scramble squad is coming.
Is there anybody validating those scores? Like, are those validated?
Yeah, man, we solid, bro. We solid.
Does anybody check those scores? I mean, who's watching you play? Like, you're not on TV.
Well, come out.
We don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, y'all could be on them Trump rules, man.
You know what I'm saying? That
you gonna question my integrity on the show, dog? You trying to say I'm a cheating dog?
Nah, but hey, here's the thing. If you shot 17 under, you definitely got Duvall. You straight.
We shot 17 under. Hey, man, month of August, we looking for more, man. We already eyeing other tournaments, but we want cash now. The boys said they want cash.
Give me the cash, bro. Boy.
Y'all some
we want cash. We want the bag, baby. We want the bag. So, all right, man. That's going to bring this show to a close. Joey, cue the music. I want to remind everybody that we're going to be on a short break, so we'll start recording again on August 7th. So we're going to take a couple of weeks off, man. The unit is we got to refuel and get stocked up, because it's going to be football time, man.
Football!
And then that way Stinger and Sandman ain't going to be able to duck us no more.
We like Clubber Lane. We coming, man. We coming,
hey, man. Hey, they gonna see us in rare form on here. Rare I'm form. You.
Y'all think the show's been good
y'all right now? Hey, this group. Hey, we do basketball. We do golf. We do all that. But football is what we do. Okay? So we gonna be back August 7th, man. Just so y'all know. Tune in. We appreciate it. Joey, we want to thank you for all the work that you do behind the scenes. Go ahead and cue the music. Email us your questions and topics like Tom did at theunitpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On Instagram, we're Roll Call Sports Podcast. And on Twitter, we're @unit_podcast. And so, yeah, man, go check us out. Follow us on social media, man. We like to interact with y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Look for us for another episode August 7th. Until then, thank you for listening, and God bless.
Peace.
Peace out.